भंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृतास्तिमेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय श्रीशाय नाम्ने गौरत्विजे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय सद्भक्ताय यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातर्या जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया करोमि तं सर्वभूतहृदयम् तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि राधे तन्मय माम्। Now you should be ready to come with me to fly India. No? And then at once come with me in Vrindavan. From Vrindavan we are going now to Gokul. Where Gokul? In the palace of Nanda Baba and Yashoda. And you can see with me, Krishna is taking breath from his mother and Yashoda Devi, giving her breast milk to his Lala Kanhaiya. There is a competition. Krishna is too much hungry. And Yashoda Maiya has so much milk, more than Birja or Kshirsagar or anything. So there is not chance, any chance, that this ocean of milk dry, and there is no chance that Krishna stomach will be fulfilled. Never. But in the meantime, there was a milk pot on fire, and the milk was overflowing. It was cut down. Yashoda, very good. Very lovely. Mother Yashoda saw that milk is overflowing.
Boiling.
And it was falling on fire. Yashoda became very merciful. She thought that that milk on this pot is thinking, because they are all transcendental. Oh, he is thinking that I am not going to be accepted by Krishna. I am so unqualified. And Krishna is engaged in taking the milk, best milk of my mother Yashoda. And I will always be neglected. So if I am not doing serving Krishna, what is the use of keeping my life? So all devotees should think, and really the devotees, they think that if I am not serving my Gurudev, why I am going to serve my Gurudev? Only to have to serve Krishna, conjugal, or Mahaprabhu, or Nityananda. But this is not served, we cannot hope less than no. we should try to serve Radha Krishna conjugal. But if we cannot do, then no use of life. That is why Narottam Thakur is telling ki kenava achaye pran ki sukha. Why my pran is here? My life is here. Why not coming out? I don't want to keep my life for a moment because I'm not serving Krishna and I'm not being qualified. So I should die. So that milk was thinking that I should die burning in fire. So it was coming. Yashoda Maiya, like a guru, she thought that I should go and at once I should save his life. So, to give a chance for that milk or any devotee, guru sometimes leaving the service of Krishna himself and comes down and they help devotee that I am giving chance you to serve Krishna. You should serve Krishna first and then I will serve. So Gurudev is so merciful. Yashoda Maiya. So and at once she wanted that I should running away go there and save that devotee. But Krishna was taking milk. When he saw that Yashoda Maiya wants to keep me from her lap to down on earth, oh, she became like monkey boy. And he catch hold very tightly here, there, with legs, with mouth very tightly, and with hands so tightly, with legs.
Oh, yes.
Like monkey, you know, have you seen Indian monkey? Very expert. So Krishna, he was not sad, so he wanted to take more milk, but now he has tightened her mother. But mother was so in hurry, so, oh, with one hand, very easily, oh, you should sit here. And Krishna was controlled and he was, he said, but he was so angry. You know that Putna was so powerful, having the power of 50,000 elephant, not horses, 3 horsepower, 4 horsepower, not like 60,000 elephant power. An elephant has perhaps how much? With so many horses, he can do like this and oh, like that. So much power. And Krishna easily was shocking her breast. No use power. But she could not get rid of Krishna. And here Yashoda, Krishna engaged his all power, 6 kinds of opulence there, so much power. Being supreme personality of Godhead, supreme personality of all powers. But she cannot do so. Easily Yashoda kept him. Oh, sit down here. And she ran. And Krishna was thinking that, oh, Yashoda has so much prem for, love for, no, milk, not to me. And he wanted to cry and weep, but now he has some anger. And so first he wanted to do something and then weep. So he wanted to
turn over
that pot with all curd and everything. He wanted, but he was so weak that he could not do anything. Then he searched any other way. There was a stone there, Indian ladies, they use in masala, very little. And his thought was so clever and tricky that upper part so much thicker and lower part so much thin. And if I will break it on the top, all liquid will not go away. All liquids will go away because mother has left me. And that is why he took that stone and made a hole in the bottom very easily. And then when liquid was coming, white, then he was looking that, oh, how beautiful, coming, and everywhere, spread. After that, he has this thing that he became fear. He had a fear that, oh, mother will come and see and chastise me. Not only chastise. What she will do?
Beat me.
Oh, he discovered a way. He saw there is the room, having two gates, one coming to courtyard and one to go out of courtyard or home outside on the roadside. And quickly he entered there. And there were so many
hanging rope,
full of butter pots hanging. And there was a
grinding motor
there was. And he climbed up there and very easily used to take from all. Sometimes taking himself and sometimes giving to monkeys. Why to monkeys? Because monkeys in Treta Yuga, they have served Ram, that is Krishna, with their life and soul, not wanting anything in return, that, oh Ram, you should supply us some fruits or anything, nothing, and giving their life in battle. So Ram, Krishna thought that, I have not repaid anything. So now is in this
time has come.
And he was giving butter to all. And also some crow came. And he was distributing to, why? Because there was a Kaghushundi in the shape of a crow, a very high class of Ram devotee, always remembering him, always preaching in the whole world. So he wanted to also do something for their generations. So he was distributing. When Yashoda went there, he consoled. How? With some water taken and sprinkled like this. Oh, don't give your life. I have come to save you. First, I will give you
chance
to serve Krishna. Then I will serve. So Guru died like this, very merciful. After that fancy return, when it came down, she took off that pot from fire, kept anywhere else, and he quickly returned. When he went there, he saw that, oh, where is boy? Where is Krishna? She began to search. At once he saw that all the liquid has come out of this, and he began to laugh. I see, very tricky, naughty. I will give a very
good lesson
to her. But Krishna was not there. Any thief wants to, does not want, he never keeps any
sign
of that he is same person, so that he may not be caught. Understand?
Evidence.
What I want to tell?
Never leaves any evidence so that people catch him.
But anyhow, he leaves some
evidence.
That is why police comes and they catch hold. by their dogs or by anything, by footprint, by anything. So Krishna has kept there his footprints. At that time he has not think that these footprints will help Mother Yashoda to chastise me. So now Yashoda, with this clue, he knew that Krishna has entered in this room. And quickly she took a
cane
and tipped like this. Oh, where is Krishna? He saw that he is standing on a mortar. Yeah?
Grinding mortar.
And taking
butter
from there and dividing in all monkeys. But he was also looking that like this towards door, that if Mother will come, I will at once fly. Yashoda Maiya saw that he is now giving. So quickly, like a black cat, like this. You know that if there are so many dry leaves, and cat will go, walk, but no sound, very soft. So Yashoda Maiya like this, entered in the room, and in the shade of any kavat,
door.
And she was taking, thinking to have any chance to
catch him.
But when he was so near and about to catch, in the meantime monkeys began to run and crows also like this, going. Then Krishna, they said, why they are running? At once he saw that Mother with a stick is coming. And he is about to
catch.
At once he jumped up from there. And on the road he began to run. Yashoda Maiya told, anywhere in the world you go, I must catch you and chastise you. Krishna thought that Mother will not come and just follow me, because Indian is, they have so much shame to go out. And if any, how, they have anything to go out, they will take their bells like this. So with bells they cannot run. Yashoda Maiya told that you have come from my home, I am more intelligent than you. Today there are now no one here in village this. All have gone to cowherd. So today is so free, I will run. But Yashoda Maiya was
healthy.
Very fat here, very. If anyone see here, and if she is bending, anyone thinks that, oh, she should not break here. Very beautiful, very soft. But today, he took his bell here and began to run. And Krishna quickly began to run. You should know that any Mahajogi like Sukadeva Goswami or Narada even, high class of yogis, they are all, heart is so pure, but they cannot in their trance take the son of Krishna, lotus feet. They cannot touch. But Yashoda Maiya, in this body also, being a gopi, and he began to quickly run. If anyone is running and I want to catch him, then I will have to run more than that person that to whom we can catch him. So Yashoda was running more than Krishna. What is the meaning? Krishna loves his devotees. But if anyone wants to control Krishna, he will have to love Krishna more than Krishna loves you. Understand? Krishna has so much love and affection for us, but say devotees has much more an affection than Krishna has to us. Then he can control. That is why Srimati Radhika has how much more love and affection that Krishna has to Radhika. Radhika has much more affection to Krishna than Krishna has to Srimati Radhika. And that is why Krishna always controlled by Srimati Radhika. So if anyone wants to control Krishna, he will have to love Krishna more. Yashoda has also more affection. She was running quickly. Those. But being some sthul, healthy, and Krishna now not so much bigger. But quickly running and from this to that zigzag way that Yashoda wanted to, oh, I've caught hold, but at once he used to go there. She could not catch hold. Now he was somewhat taking so long, long breaths. Then he such a way that the stick which has she has, oh Krishna, see, I'm giving up, throwing. So Krishna did like that and he stood up. Mother, don't beat me. Yashoda told me, why? Why I should? I've done no offense. Oh, you have done offense. Why you broke the pot? Krishna told that, I have not broken that pot. Who has broken? You? Mother, you have done. How? When we are quickly running to save the milk in your legs, you have so much of golden, very powerful. And so anyhow it was
stuck
and it was. I have not. Oh, you are liar. No, no, mother. I'm no or other thief. It may be in your dynasty. Anyone was thief. But in our Baba dynasty, no one is thief, no one is liar. Then he began to laugh. And again he quickly ran. Krishna again began to run. And one after one, the flowers from his hair going on.
Falling down.
At that time, as if the flowers are telling, Mother, you are not alone, we are also helping you and running with you. So you should try more. He is now taking so long, long breath. I see that we will help you, so run quickly. We are also running. Understand this, that flowers one by one coming, it seems that they are also running. So Yashoda quickly took any
stone
and hit it like, oh, see, at once, and from behind she catch hold of Krishna. Now he took a stick in his right hand and left hand, taking the right hand of Krishna and wanted to. And Krishna was hiding himself here in back of Yashoda and weeping, don't beat me, mother, don't beat me. Very, in a long, long place. At last Yashoda Maiya becomes merciful. I will not beat you, but I will bind you in the same motor. You are both guilty, helping each other. So Vivisuddha must punish you both. And then he took to that, his courtyard, and tried to bind him. He took rope and tried to bind him. This rope was so long, more than 2-3 yards. And Krishna, this waist, was so like 12 only fingers. and golden chain was here, with tinkling
bell.
But this rope could not go one round even. Then Yashoda Maiya is thinking that how it began. In the meantime, there came some sakhis of Yashoda Maiya, and they saw that Krishna is so loudly weeping and doing like this. And Ganga and Jamuna are flowing from his eyes. And he khob lamba lamba shabda. He was taking so and so frightened. They all requested Yashoda Maiya, Sakhi, give up. Don't beat Krishna. In your old days, he has come from your home. You should be merciful to this boy. So, usko chhod de, mane?
Leave
him. Leave him. Give up. But Yashoda Maiya told that you should bring more ropes. And they were laughing and saying that Yashoda cannot bind him. Because Brahma, the creator, has not written in his Krishna forehead that anyone can bind Krishna. But they were looking and
clapping
and laughing. What Yashoda does. So many ropes, not only so many ropes, from neighbor houses, so many ropes were come. And they were tightened together. It became so long, but they could not, one round, two fingers less. Why? Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead, you know. So he wished that Mother Yashoda should not bind me. If she is binding, I cannot play with boys. They are standing there, Madhumangal, Subal and Sridham and all others. I cannot. So Mother Yashoda should not bind me. Oh, my very dear, beloved, also gopis, my friends are waiting for me. Cows are waiting for me. If I am not going there, they will not give milk. When Krishna will go there, automatically they give milk. Otherwise, their calf will not make the cause of milking. They will not give to their children also. They will kick them. But when Krishna will go and seeing Krishna, they will give from the milk from their ears. So how I can do all these things? So Krishna wanted that Yashoda Maiya should not mind. At once Jogmaya, the servant of, maid-servant of Krishna, at once came. But anyone, if she was invisible, anyone could not see. That Krishna is not knowing anything, he is like, what?
Like innocent boy.
Innocent boy. And he is not remembering that I am supreme personality of Godhead and I have so much power. But Jogmaya at once came and did miracle that Krishna vest is like same and all ropes together going so long but not rounding one even. Two angles. On each round, when she tried, only two rounds, not three, not one, not a four or so much, only two rounds. What is this? This is the thing, that if any devotee purely following uttama bhakti, like anna bhilashita sunyam, jnana karma dana vritam anukulena krishna anushilanam. He is practicing so much. Samadam kirtanam vishnu smaranam pada sevanam archanam bandhanam. Like giving up everything in the renounce order, even like Narada and Sukadeva Goswami, like Shankar or others. But by doing so, anyone cannot control Krishna. Krishna should be merciful. Krishna is always merciful to us. So if there are no two things, if we are thinking that Krishna is so merciful, I should not do anything. Krishna is merciful, so he will sprinkle mercy. Come and mercy. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to door to door, not devotees came to Mahaprabhu. So it may be like so. Then you will have not, you cannot control Krishna. And if you are only exercising, endeavoring, practicing bhakti yoga, and lakhs births you cannot have a dana of Krishna. Both things be there. In Krishna power, I think that supreme power is bhakta-vatsalya. If any devotees is practicing so hard, not naked, taking anything, quite fasting, always weeping, and if Krishna is merciful to them, realizing their kashta, suffering, he becomes so soft, his heart melts, and quickly he gives darshan. But only we are doing like Yashoda, whole day, from morning till midday, practicing so much, he could not find. So any devotee, by practicing Krishna, even pure bhakti, we cannot have darshan of Krishna. But when our practice plus Krishna mercy are together, at once quickly he will be controlled and he will be seen. So, we should try to follow Rupa Sanatana, always practicing bhakti yoga so hardly. If anyone following Ekadashi, like we follow now, eating, drinking whole day, always our mouth is running, for what? Always, this thing, another thing, something, that thing, whole day and night. Will Krishna be merciful there? Not there. Oh, he is happy. He is taking and he is happy. But anyone not taking anything, no sleeping night for 3 days, nothing taking, always weeping, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. In Vrindavan, in a very solid refresh also, then Krishna mercy may come. That way he has not taken anything. If you chastise your boy and your boy became to weep and rolling down, then mother will give up all things and he will come and satisfy that boy. So like this. So, we should not depend on our practices of bhakti yoga. But also on the other hand, without this you cannot have the mercy. So both things should be there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given an example for this. Marjaranyaya and Markatnyaya. Means like monkeys and like cats.
Monkey logic and kitten logic.
When any monkey, with his child, wants to jump from one tree to another, the children of monkey at once jumps on the back of mother, or here, the stomach, or here. Mother, not to do anything, she will jump only. But this, if the child anyhow
fall down,
then mother never takes again like a son, and gives up that boy forever. But generally it is not so. So mother is not doing anything, but mercy is there that he should go on his back or his lap, and she will jump from one place to another. So a devotee should always practicing so much. In one, and like cat has nothing to do.
Kitten.
Nothing to do. They will do only meow meow, and his mother, mother will come and take in his mouth and take one place to another. In Ramananda Sampradaya there are two kinds of Vaishnava like this. They depend on Krishna and one on their practices. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, try to mix both. And then easily Krishna will be controlled. So we should do practices so much, pure practices, continuous, but also weeping for mercy. And then mercy will come and we will easily control Krishna. He gave an example more. A person fell down in a well and he was trying himself to come out, but he could not. He was trying so much. In the meantime, any person came and he threw out a rope. If that person who is falling down on the well, he will take it and then he can pull. But if he is not taking, tightening, then how, what he can do? So Krishna is like pulling, but if you are not
holding
off, then he cannot have that or darshan of Krishna. When Krishna saw that Yashoda mother is praying Krishna, God, Narayan, this boy has come from my womb, and from very beginning in morning and up to midday, I am trying to bind him, but I could not do it. So she was like weeping, tears were coming, face is like reddish face, and she became so worried. He was about to weep. Sakhis were seeing this, his face, and also saw. At once he became so merciful. And Kripyasi Svabandane, Pishpa Parishramam,
Krishna.
Krishna saw how hard labor is doing my mother to tighten it. And his eyes, so sweats are coming from here and there. At once Krishna became merciful, and only one rope was sufficient for binding Krishna. In half she binded Krishna and half she binded the ochre. But in what way? He tightened that rope from here, from the side of his stomach. And in the end here he gave one knot, and again she tightened that girdle about her. And he gave very tightened knots there. Krishna was deep though. So many boys were coming. Yashoda told that, look after this boy. And anything is done, at once tell me. And she quickly went to do householder jobs or to
church.
But his mind was there. By bodily he went, she went there. But always thinking that, how my boy? Why I did so? I have done wrong. But there was no way chastising herself. No. And here Krishna, with all the boys, first he was weeping, when Yashoda mother
went away.
At the same time Baldev returned from the house of
Upananda
with his mother. His mother went inside to see, look after Yashoda, and Baldev came directly to
Krishna,
with the counsel of Krishna, all friends and Krishna. And he looked that Krishna was weeping, and there were some signs, kajal and water here, and he saw that Krishna is fainted. Who did it? And he became very furious. Who did it? He wanted to know. But Madhvangal came and told in his ear, Mother Yashoda. Then he was also frightened. He was so furious. He wanted to say, who has fainted? If not Yashoda, then he could do anything. Or he has
untied
it. But then he began, oh, there must be something. And then all the boys were clapping, oh, see Krishna.
Today you get a good lesson.
So they were clapping and laughing, and Krishna also began to laugh. Now his weeping was
stopped.
And playing with the boys. At once, Madhumangal has a proposal, gave a proposal, that we should try to
untie.
So Madhumangal first went. In the meantime, Subal told, I will do. Sridhar told, I will do. All well, fighting with him. Who will told? But anyone could not do. At last they proposed that Krishna should himself do. He wanted to do, but his hands not so sufficient to reach the bed. No, he couldn't. At last Krishna gave a proposal, because he reminded that Nath has given
scarf
to
Nalkuvar
and Mariku. There are so false ego, taking birth in very high family, rich family in the world, richest family in the whole world, Kuwait. And so are very beautiful in world, very learned also. So all these things were in them. So false ego was also there. They were playing in a pond with naked ladies, Ashpara. Nath was going, he saw that, oh, they are like a tree. They have no sense, no shame, nothing more than a tree. But the ladies at once quickly came out of the water and they
covered
with cloths, and from there they began to do pranam to Narada. But these two drunkards and no shame, they were abusing them. Why you went there? And why this old gentleman came? So he was also doing something like that. And he was calling off. Now told that if you have become like this. So my friend's son, where was his friend? Because Narada Rishi always used to go to Shankar. And there was Shishya, disciple of Shankar. So he became so merciful to this boy and told, oh, I will make you so good. At once, and be like a tree for something. In this, they became to be like a tree. And then realized, oh, that is so powerful. He had told, and at once we are going to be a tree. At once, they should be a tree. Save us, be kind to us. We have done so much offenses in your life. Now we are repenting and we are told us. That I want. That will suit your life. Now I am giving chance to you that you will be free surely, because I have told like so. But we will be free in God. And after some lakh years, some years means lakh. And you will be three there, waiting for Krishna. And back in the last of Dwapara, Krishna will appear there and merciful. He will remind you. And quickly he will touch you anyhow. And you then
then you will have bhakti. He gave this cost to them in the Satyayuga. And after 2 yugas. And then they were waiting, like doing tapasya. Their arms are branches like this. Can you be one day like doing so? Very hard. And someone cutting their here, there, taking their bots, because the tree is very famous for their bots and their juice. Anyone, anywhere, broken this. Happens, anyone can take. And they are so very good. So thousands and lakhs years they were waiting for. At last, the opportunity is Krishna. Remember this. And he wanted to fulfill the desire of his devotee. The devotee, Narada's desire, that Krishna will liberate him. So Krishna told that we should go to play outside of the yard. And thus, all began to do like this, to push, and Krishna also pulled him. Quickly they came to the gate, and very near to gate that two were there. Very narrow stage. Krishna came out of the trees on this side, and the greater water was in this side.
And another side Grendel. And Grendel?
Grendel.
Touch the two trees. At once, first, a current came from Krishna. Through rope, it went to?
Mortar.
And from mortar?
Two trees.
At once,
tumultuous sound.
With a very great sound. Why this sound has come? All began to research. And they quickly all Nanda Baba, Yasoda, Upananda, whole Brajavasi assembled there to say, what happened? This is, they came at once and they saw that Krishna is there, so many friends are there, and trees were not
falling straight.
Otherwise all the boys had been missed. They went like this, and Nanda Baba come running from Brahmananda. And when Krishna saw that my father is coming, he began to again be very loud, very Baba, Baba, like this. And he is coming so much, doing like this, breathing like so. So now Yasoda also came, and from a distance he was seeing that Nanda Baba is there and all Brajavasi are there, older person, and seeing this he was so frightened. And as him, that due to me it has been done like so. And if in this stage Krishna has died, then what to do? So Yasoda was so nervous that his all tears were dry, and she became like wood and sea. Nanda Baba came at once to Krishna in his lap and told, who has done this? Who has banded you? Repeatedly he asked. But Krishna only weeping, not answering. Anyhow, when Baba repeated this, that who has done this? I will punish. Then Krishna told in his ear very silently that, mother, he became so angry. I have never seen her
being so cruel.
So cruel. Now today he has been so cruel. Formerly little butter or anything. Then quickly he
untied.
Now Krishna somewhat classified. And then Baba took up one Gurdhani. Gurdhani means laddu, and get. But Krishna not eating, only doing. Then he told that we should go to take bath in Brahma. He took Baldev Prabhu here and Krishna here and went very grave, not speaking a word to anyone. He took bath and he met Krishna, rubbed all these things, kajal and everything, and then again took him. Now it was about 6 in evening, and he went to his home. Rukmini Devi, Rohini and all others took Yashoda Maiya from there. She was not in a stage to walk, but by the help she came in his room and weeping bitterly. Today no preparation, no bhog to Thakurji, nothing, all were weeping. Yashoda Maiya and Nanda Baba not telling any word, very great. He gave Krishna and Baldev the milk of cows in mouth, with mystery. Mystery, you know,
sugar can be sugar.
And thus their stomach was fulfilled. And he was sitting in the council. Mother Rohini and all were so worried for Yashoda Maiya that she will die if Krishna is not coming in his life. So they took Baldev and told that Baldev, and they came to Nanda and Krishna and told that at once he should go and
pull him.
Pull him. So, because Rohini Maiya or other ladies cannot touch Krishna in the lap of Nanda Baba. And he was so great, so they were standing some part nearer, but not so much nearer. Baldev went and tried to do like him and to pull, but Krishna was so strong today that he did like this, and Krishna, Baldev Prabhu, fell down on the earth. And he was nice looking, oh, he is more stronger than me today. Then all the ladies came no more nearer to him. They told to Krishna, come on, your mother is weeping. I will never come. Where you will sleep? I will sleep with Baba. To whom you will play? I will play with Dau Bhaiya and father. What you will take?
Milk and sugar.
Oh, Baba, father will give me milk and
sugar candy.
Sugar candy from the home of so many cows. Will you not come? Your mother is so pretty. No, I will not. Like, no, no. But at once Rohini told that if mother will die, oh, then at once Krishna began to be so loudly, mother, mother, mother. And he did like that from the lap of Nanda. At once Rohini came and took in his lap. Nanda Baba also was weeping so much, all that weeping, Baldev Baba. And weeping, Rohini Maiya took Krishna, and up till now Yashoda was not weeping, he had become like a stone. But when Rukmini, Rohini Devi gave Krishna in the lap of
Yashoda Maiya,
now he began to weep loudly. Krishna was also all there. Yes. Rohini Maiya quickly went to the kitchen room and he was beginning to cook something. And thus Yashoda Maiya took Krishna in his lap, in her lap, and gave like covered and gave his. After that, cooking was done. And she requested all to take some prasadam offered first to Thakurji and then Nand Baba came with Upanand and all other senior and junior brothers, and they began to take. Nand Baba took Krishna on his lap, and after that he gave Krishna and Baldev, and also all that taking. But when that taking was finished, then he also called Yashoda, "Oh, you can come and take prasadam." But she was one busy thing. Then Nand Baba told in his Krishna ear that, "Oh, no, your mother." And Krishna, running, he went to her mother and she catch hold of his veil and began force and drag Yashoda Maiya. Anyhow, after that, Rohini also helped, all the sakhis helped Yashoda. Anyhow, Yashoda came, and then she took also the remnant of all, and all that now have. Krishna took, Yashoda Maiya took Krishna in his lap and went to sleep in room because it was night. Gaur Pramanasi. So be to see. Only your practice will not do. If a love and affection like Mother Yashoda, like gopis, like friends, will come. But how it will become? Only by the mercy of Krishna, the mercy of any so highest class of devotee, plus our efforts or sadhana. But not sadhana that we are doing, it will not do. How it will do? I am telling a very little story. There was a devotee. He was doing Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pad, Sevan. Also, observing all the rules and regulations of bhakti, he was detached toward the thing, and he was a shade of tamarind tree. You know tamarind tree? The leaves very small size, and tree so big. They prefer leaves. So he was doing tapasya, mane austerity, austerity, sometimes in trance, sometimes here and there, very hard. Fasting so many days, doing. Once Narada came. When Narada came, he did pranam, sastang pranam, and told, "Oh, Rishi, where you are going? Oh, I am going to Vaikunth. Why you are going? I am going to see Narayan and to please him and to have some benefits. Can you tell my one rich to Narayan?" "Yes, I can do. What is your request?" He told that, "Only you should ask Narayan, a devotee is from 1,000 years, is making so much
hard austerity,
and chanting your name and everything. So when a day will come that he will have your darshan." Narada went in Vaikunth, and after he talked with Narayan, also he requested that a devotee is in the way, meet me. And he has asked, "Oh," Narayan told, "I know him." Then when you give darshan to that devotee, something, and then told, "Go and tell to this devotee that there are leaves in tamarind tree. Count one by one, one, all leaves, uncountable. But anyhow, they can't be counted. So as there are leaves in that, so many, but after that, you will have my darshan." Narada was unhappy somewhat by this answer of Vaikunth. And he was returning, but not that very way. He was passing by another way, but that devotee was waiting for him. So when he saw that Narada is going by that way, Oh, Naradrishi, come on, come on, come on. I want to have my answer. Have you asked? Narad came returned and told, yes, I did question to Narayan. He was very eager to hear what answer. But Narad was telling, feeling some shame to tell. But anyhow, when he repeated, to know, then he told that, oh, in this tree, there are so many leaves. I think that if anyone, in that very birth, so much birth, after that, you can have that. Oh, hearing this, he began to overjoyed and jump. Oh, now I have not no hope that I will have darshan of Narayan. But now I have hope that surely I will have darshan after so many births. In
it's come in limit.
No. Unlimited time, but now I have come in limited time. That after these years are passed, I will surely have the darshan. So he began to dance. Oh, Hari Sri Hari, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari. That Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol,
Hari Bol.
And at the same time, at once, Narayan came on Garuda and he gave darshan. And Narayan told him, you are liar? Why you told like this? Then how I will show my face to others? You told me another thing and you just came. He told that as he was doing practices for bhakti, it was not suffering. He was not just always waiting and observing. And now he has forgotten everything, quietly observed, dancing and taking them, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. I could not remain. And that is why I am
I broke my promise. Bound to come.
Utkadar bound. I am bound to come. So, I think our practices are not like that. So it may take, you will have that one, but no guarantee that time. It may take lakhs and lakhs birth, koti birth, koti birth. But when will come?
Haribo!
There is hope.
Haribo!
And what hope? If you will do like Raghunath Dasana, not like Raghunatha, no hope. But if you will take shelter in the lotus feet of Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sarvadamodar Raya Ramana, or any devotees like these, always repenting, oh Krishna, where you are, then quickly, so quickly, he can come. And he will bound to be controlled and to give darshan. So devotees don't want their darshan, only want to chant in peace. Always be. Life. Hey Lalite.
Hey
Radhe Lalite. Vraj Devi Ke Cha Lalite. Hey Nanda Suno Kuta. Sivo Vardhan Kalpapada Ptale Kalindi Mane. Goshan Tavi Sarvatau Khedai Mahabibalo Vande. So we are doing Vandana to Yashoda Maiya. A laugh like this, it can bind. But we want to follow Rupa Goswami, like Rupa Manjari. We want to be the Ardhasana. That more controlled, Krishna Vesli, more comfortable, more controlled by these ways, more than mother. So you should follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's principle in the line of Swamiji. He has taught all these things so well. Try to go deep, not outwardly only. I'm thinking that what we are doing outwardly anything, not so deeply. We should try to develop our love and affection, not making high buildings, not making all these things. This should be simple, but our love should be very pure and high class.
then Krishna will be controlling. Go.